Parshas Chukas has the famous episode of Moshe hitting the rock, hitting the stone, and not speaking to it. And according to Rashi, that was the mistake. Rashi says it's Dabero Asela, and he hit the cell. The Orach Chaim HaKodesh has 10, 13 different reasons what exactly, what was Moshe's sin. But interesting, the Ramban asked on Rashi, like, what do you mean? What's wrong with hitting a rock? You mean if I take a stick and hit a rock and water comes out, that's not a miracle? So the Ramban disagrees with Rashi, but we'll work with Rashi. Rashi learns that hitting at a rock instead of speaking to the rock. So the Kash is according to Rashi then. So it says, Kach es hamata, take the stick. Like if the mistake was hitting the rock, so what is just to walk around, carry a big stick? Like, why does he need to have a stick? And thirdly, we see in Parashas Peshalach, he actually hit the rock and water came out. It seems to be okay. So why then, according to Rashi, in Parashas Peshalach, it was the mitzvah was to hit the rock, but in Parashas Chukas, it's to speak to the rock. So the famous answer from the Shem Mishmuel, the son of the Avnei Nezer, who points out that the difference, different levels of Kedusha. We know there's Kedushas HaMikdash, there's Kedushas HaGuf, Kedushas HaMakom, Kedushas Man. But as well, the Gemara, the Chazal talk about a laying Kedusha. That there's a difference between when something's installed with Kedusha ready and you have to keep it, you need a renewal versus like starting fresh. So in Parshas Beshalach, it just began. It's the first time they're using the rock to get water. So therefore it's Kachas Hamata, you have to hit the rock. However, once you're ready, is imbued with Kedusha, so then all you need to do is speak to the rock. And in fact, that was a really, Yonis and Yaipshis has interesting pshad, I mean, Derech Makshava, about that hitting the rocks also talking, but it's much harsher. We know like Emor is Goshen Raka, Daber is Kasha, but hitting's even more. So he points out, he just says parenthetically, well, he doesn't say parenthetically, I'll say it parenthetically, that in terms of leadership, you always have to start off with Daber, and then you move to the Mata. First you try to speak to people, etc. But either way, so the mistake here, according to the Shem Mishmuel, was, so the plan was that if you find the same rock, so then you should talk to it. But if you need a different rock, you bring the stick to imbue with Kedusha. That's why you had to bring the stick. And I guess Moshe made a mistake in judgment. He thought it was a new rock, but it was really El Hasela. It was really the same rock, and therefore he shouldn't have hit it. He should have just spoke to it. And we see, because once it was imbued with Kedusha, all you need is Dabir and Akach. And that's the famous Rav Chaim shot in the Rambam. The Rambam writes, the Gemara, others, that Kedusha Rishona during the time of Ezra. How was it done through Kibush Vechiluk? It took 14 years. 7 years of conquering, 7 years of splitting up the land among the tribes. But when it came for Ezra, it was done through Chazakah. There was no Kibush Vechiluk. What's the difference? Why did Kedusha Rishona require Kibush Vechiluk, while Kedusha Shnir Ezra only required a Chazakah? So that's what they explained, is because the first time you're giving something Kedusha, you got to work harder. Kibush Vechiluk. You need 14 years. But if you wanted to make a renewal of the Kedusha from before, all you need is a chazakah. It's enough to be a chazakah. In other words, so So the mata is like kedusha rishona. That's like in parshas b'shalach. To get things going, you have to work harder. But if you already have it, so then you just to renew. You don't need to. You don't need the same strength. And that's the yisod in life. You that as well. That let's say you have a education, and let's say you. And you put the Gemara down for 5 years, and you came back. So it's not like starting with someone who can't read the Gemara or doesn't know the Aleph Beis. So therefore, there's a kedusha there where you worked hard. So now you have to, you just need a renewal, and that's the difference. The difference is that was his mistake in judgment. He got the wrong rock. But really, though, so it is that the first time it's kachas amata, and for the times afterwards to renewal. As we see by Kedusha Shniya, one only needs Chazaka, not Kiba, so too instead of Kacha Samata, it's enough, sometimes it's enough with Dibor.